America is at a total tipping point. Our technological advancements rapidly pushing us toward the mark of the beast and a cashless society. Will scientists soon complete their plans to create a new hybrid race of beings not seen by the human race since before the flood? Today's guest may shock what you think you know about the end times. Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. I'm joined in the studio today by the incredible Skywatch investigative team. But I want to tear straight in to this week's guest and get to his book, Tipping Point. He holds an honorary doctorate of literature from the King's University, author of over 17 books with more than 45 years in the study of eschatology, Jimmy Evans.
Good to be here. Thank you, Joe.
Last week, I made the error of taking forever to get to the thrust, and unfortunately, we ran too short on time, so I'm going to dive straight in. If you're just joining us, we're in week two of a really interesting conversation about your new book, Tipping Point, The End is Here. And I want to get right into it. We left off last week. We were talking about soul ties and how relationships that men and women foster with random partners, and they date, and then they hook up, and then they split, and how every time you have deep, intimate relationships with somebody, you're not really getting away with it scot-free. There's this genetic bond. Sharon Gilbert's in house today. She could probably even explain the genetics of how not just our soul, but our genetics literally bond with other human beings. And you use this wonderful analogy of duct tape on the carpet. You put duct tape on the carpet with partner A and you peel it off and there's a residue. You take the same piece of duct tape to partner B and there's more residue until eventually you become incapable of having a deep and actual intimate relationship with someone new. And you also attributed this, of course, to, you know, side effects like the increase in, you know, consumption of pornography and just the overall degradation of everything. In your book, Tipping Point, though, let's maybe recap for the viewers briefly what you were getting at the end of last week's program having to do with relationships and the breakdown and what they can do to get right with God again and learn to love again and be loved again. And then I want to shift gears.
Well, in 2 Timothy 3, the Apostle Paul is talking about the degeneration of mankind. In the last days, very difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. Unloving.
Total perversion.
One of the words he uses in there is unloving. It's the Greek word astorge. It means no natural family bond. Storge is a family bond. It's like, you know, you see your children when they're born, you instantly fall in love with them. There's a bond of protection. There's a bond of being there to provide and love and whatever. He says in the last days, people will even lose that family bond where they start preying on each other.
Right.
They start killing each other, preying on each other sexually, and so on. So what we're seeing today, Jesus said, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. That word is agape, and that means committed love. And so in the end times, there's just going to be a dissolution, not from everyone, because people who are believers and are close to Jesus, they're going to continue to be the way that they should be. But if you defect from the word of God, if you stray from the word of God, you stray from a personal relationship with Jesus, you're going to get caught up in this deception. And one of the things that it's going to do is just going to tear your life apart relationally. Because the book is a book of morals. The thing about morals is morals protect. If I'm a moral person, it means you can be around me and you're safe. Your money is safe. You're safe. You're, you know, everything. But if you're around me and I'm an immoral person, you're not safe. We live in an immoral world, which means people can't be trusted. And that's why most people's love grows cold, is because people are not trustworthy. They're not faithful. And so you have to watch out for yourself. It's a ravenous type of a culture.
Well, and let me jump in, because I know Joe today wants to talk about technology, how technology is playing a role in the end times. But I don't think you can really separate this question about soul ties and immorality and people hooking up and whatever with technology. Technology has become a major part of this problem. Kids and their smartphones are becoming porn addicted.
Well, and Christian pastors.
Christian pastors. So Allie just wrote a really powerful chapter in an upcoming book on that very subject, you know, the tech oligarchy, but it's how much of this technology is playing a significant role today in the defragmenting of the family unit, of the individual. And don't you think that that's only one of numerous things that we hope to be able to cover today on the role that technology is playing and is going to play?
The sexuality of technology, I had a friend of mine in Florida, I was speaking for him, and he told me he had called an emergency meeting of the parents of his church to deal with a crisis they had, and one young man had died as a result of this.
Oh,
and I said, what's the crisis? And he said, well, And I'm not going to talk about the details. It's not appropriate. But the young men in the congregation, the young men in their youth group, were becoming attached and addicted to cartoon characters, pornographic cartoon characters that were not real life.
Yeah.
And they couldn't act it out. In other words, this wasn't real. This is not something they could ever physically do. Mm. And the one young man who killed himself said, I'm in love with this fictitious character, and I realize I'll never be able to love her physically, so he killed himself.
Oh, my goodness.
And this was the pansexuality. And he said, now the young people are referring themselves as pansexuals, but the problem isn't just with pornography. It is with the technological enhancement of the pornography so that now they're experiencing a world, this unreal world that can't even be experienced in real life. And that's the worst thing about sin. Is that you have this ideal out here that you're trying to experience, but you can never have it.
Yeah.
And so also the robotic sex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now let me say, I don't know how many years it's going to take, but robots are becoming very sophisticated.
Yes.
There is going to come a day when most people would rather have a robot than a human.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because,
you know, I just don't have to mess with you. I don't have to mess with your attitudes. I don't have to mess with your headaches.
You don't have to invest.
That's right.
You can have everything your way all the time. You don't have to weigh in on what movie to agree on.
I wonder if it can't lead to a kind of technological possession.
Yeah.
You know, we are racing to a point of melding our minds with a Borg-like system, if you will. But when you create that portal, it's not one way. It's not just your thoughts being merged into the cloud, but it's what's out there having this gateway to be able to come back into your mind, like the neural link that Elon Musk is wanting to build. You know, so the ghost in the machine, is there a form of digital possession that could lead to, like, this young man, you know, losing his interest in life? Are the robotics, virtual reality, people wearing headsets so you can be immersed in these whatever kinds of situations? It just seems to me that we're talking about something here that's deeper. Allie's earning her degrees in, like, psychology and sociology, and she's been able to help me understand a lot about the super dangers, right?
That we're offering a counterfeit reality.
Absolutely.
One that God intended us to live in.
And he's been talking about soul ties. So now you're talking about soul ties with a machine that possibly has AI that is going to maybe become more sophisticated than they even intend for it to become. So at what point do we lose control of our own inventions and our own imaginings?
Well, one of the little principles here is something without life can't give me life. The only person that can give me life, of course, is God, who's the essence of life.
Yeah.
But another human being, there's a life exchange that happens in marriage, in a godly relationship. In an ungodly relationship, it's just, I'm just using you to as a means to an end. But in this technological relationship, now you have something without life.
Mm-hmm.
And the dangerous part of it is this portal, this connectivity, it's going to happen. There will be robotic sex with someone with AI. And there will be the connection, a brain connection. They now say that they have robots with emotions, which who knows if that's true. They're going to continue. In Genesis 11, when God came down the Tower of Babel and he saw all these people building this tower, he said something very interesting. He said, if I don't divide them, nothing will be impossible for them. These people made in the image of God, these people that have my brain in them, they're made in my image. If I don't keep them divided, now what we see is people coming together.
Yeah.
Scientists from all over the world coming together with the software now and the capabilities of having one language again.
Yes.
And now they're coming together and nothing will be impossible. That's the reason I believe that Jesus will have to come to prevent. Jesus said, unless those days would have been cut short, no flesh would have survived. And that's not talking about robotic sex and stuff, but that is talking about the weaponry that's being developed right now that does have the potential for killing all of mankind.
One more question along this line of thinking. The development of strong artificial intelligence and connecting our minds into a grid and all that, it is coming.
Oh, it's coming.
Technological singularity. But do you think that that is also what is being described in Revelation when it talks about having power to give life unto the image of the beast? Do you think that's what it's talking about?
I think it could be. I'm not for certain. There is a possibility. I know we have talked about this, but there is a possibility. You see all the UFOs that are happening right now, which I don't believe are you know, outer space. I believe it's demonic. I believe that a lot of the UFO activity happening right now is a part of the end time deception. For example, think about this. Think about on the day of the rapture, if when the rapture occurred, spaceship appeared all over the world, would the attention be on the rapture or on the spaceship? It'd be on the spaceship. And it could easily then be explained that we're the ones who put you here. We've come back to take you to the next level. We couldn't do that with those, you know, Christians around
problem
here.
People.
So we had to, you know, get them off. But I do believe that the Antichrist could be kind of a transhuman type of a figure. Someone who is either part alien or part human, or someone who's just completely alien. But the AI part of an aspect of this, Stephen Hawking's the astrophysicist, he was warning us about AI. This was years ago. And he said, it will be the destruction of humanity. Okay.
Wow.
So artificial intelligence, if you've ever seen Terminator Judgment Day, that's what's going to happen. There will become a point in time singularity that the artificial intelligence will awaken. It will then become billions of times smarter in seconds than we will ever become. And there's no way that we would ever be able to stop it at that point, if it's, especially if it's connected to the ability to sustain itself and to create weaponry and things like that. It's a very, very dangerous thing. But when you connect your mind, see, when I take the Word of God, Hebrews 4, is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, the Word of God is the most powerful force in the universe. Hebrews 11 says that by faith we believe that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Nothing that was made apart from the Word of God. The most powerful thought system in the universe is this right here. So when I connect my mind with the Word, see, when it says the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, you read other books, but this book reads you. This is alive.
Right.
So when I connect my mind to this, I connect my mind to the Spirit of God, and now I'm truly enlightened. I'm being led by the Spirit of God. I'm by the ultimate intelligence, not artificial intelligence, the ultimate intelligence. When I lay this down and I decide then to connect my mind to the cloud, to whatever the cloud is, you know, every demon in the universe, as I connect my mind to the cloud, then someone else is deciding what comes into my mind. And all of a sudden, and they're saying now, Ray Kurzweil, who is the chief engineer with Google, he said by 2030, humans will be hybrids. And if you're not a hybrid, if you and your children choose not to accept this technology, you'll be considered subhuman. So your children go to school, and the school says to them, do you have a connectivity port? Not, do you have a laptop? Do you have a connectivity port? And they said, well, what's that? Well, you have to have a connectivity. We can't, we can't teach you if you're not connected to the cloud.
Can't even keep up.
You can't even keep up. So this is going to happen. If Jesus tarries, this kind of thing is going to happen. But this is going to end up with a hybrid race of people. And by the way, when the Nephilim happened early on, when the angels came down, the fallen angels came down to Mount Hermon, they made the oath to populate the earth with a hybrid race of people. They were 9 feet tall, 10 feet tall, 11 feet tall. They were huge people. And so basically what the devil was saying is, I'm going to outdo God. He makes them 6 feet tall. I'm going to make them 12 feet tall. What God did is inferior. We're going to add to it. That's exactly what we're saying right now. The human seed, right now we have chimeras all over the world. This is pretty much low tech. An animal-human hybrid. And sometimes they're saying, well, we're growing hearts and pigs and all that kind of stuff, you know, for medical reasons. I'm all for helping people. The human seed is sacred because it creates people in the image of God. The mother's womb is sacred. Because that's where God is knitting a child together.
Amen.
And what we see today in our world is nothing is sacred.
Right.
Yes.
The human seed isn't sacred. When you see the Nephilim that were on the earth, there is never a reference in the Bible with God ever loving a giant. And there's never a reference to a giant loving God. Every time God saw the giants, he said, kill them. Beginning with the flood. And then when the children of Israel went into the promised land, he said, not just kill them, utterly destroy man, woman, and child. And see, that's not like God. We have a loving Savior. He's a Redeemer. But when he saw the giants, you say, well, why did he hate the giants? They weren't his. They were a hybrid race. And so right now, DARPA, our Defense Advanced Research Department of the government, they, along with Russia and China, are in an arms race to create transhuman soldiers. And they are modifying human beings and putting into them technology, run faster, no sleep, heal faster, see through walls, so on and so forth. Another 10 or 20 years, if Jesus tarries, you will have these god-awful creatures roaming the earth who are killing machines in, in the name of whatever country they represent.
Well, for the casual viewer, you need to know that that's not just Jimmy's opinion. That's actually the highest intelligence agencies in the United States reporting on the fact that we are now in this new arms race. In fact, there's a report, people can Google it and read it, Joe, and it's called Global Governance 2025. And on page 35, and what that report's all about, it's the highest intelligence agencies in the U.S. and across Europe working together. And they're actually asking the question, what moment, what tipping point could suddenly set in motion an event that would cause all of the nations of the world to have to rush together in mutual defense of one another and form a global government in order to protect mankind against some unparalleled threat. And on page 35, they start talking about biotechnology and the emergence of a new form of human by the year 2025. So they're actually ahead of Ray Kurzweil.
Wow. We're going to have to take a quick break, guys. This is too much. But we'll be back on the other side of this break to continue our discussion with Jimmy Evans on his new book, Tipping Point, The End Is Here. We'll be right back.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. We're in studio today with Jimmy Evans. I want to get right back into the conversation. Before the break, we were talking about AI, basically the destruction of what God intended for human beings in terms of the way He designed for their lives to be lived, and how we're providing basically a counterfeit, alternative reality where people no longer need the connections to humankind. They're finding satisfaction, relationships, entertainment, sexual exploitation, everything at their fingertips in every kind of social media device, technology. And all of this, of course, in your book, Tipping Point, you make the argument so well that this is all part of breaking down the family unit, separating us from life as God meant for us to live it, pushing God away, more and more distractions. But you lose connectivity. So the art of conversation. Yeah. You and I have talked, Dad, about, you know, you see fewer and fewer parents sitting down and talking with their children. We don't need to rehash that because there's a lot of content out there available to that. But you see young people whose identities are projections on social media sites of what they want their friends to believe their life is resembles. And then the judgment that they get, they're looking at comments to see if they're being approved.
And, how many likes did
yeah,
I get?
Yeah, how many likes? And that's what equates to popularity. And
young people killing themselves.
Killing themselves,
yes,
as you talked about.
Comments on
how does all of this technology that in some ways can be great, you can use it for research. You can use it for preaching the gospel via Zoom to countries that otherwise would never, ever be able to receive the gospel. There's the positive side. But how does the darker side of this technology lead to? And I want to set this question up like this. We have viewers all the time that are brand new to the program. And we're talking at 100 miles an hour about AI and coming robotics. And
hybrid age.
And, yeah, the hybrid age. Might not even know what mark of the beast is. Mm-hmm. What that beast system means. Right. But if they pay attention to the headlines and they see all of this, if you'll only allow the government to do some of your thinking and decision-making for you, well, then we'll let you shop in grocery stores.
That's right.
Your book talks about this. Let's talk about the cashless society, the financial system, and how you think this leads to the mark of the beast. And for first-time viewers, what is mark of the beast?
Well, in Revelation 13, is talking about the Antichrist. Only John uses the term Antichrist. Beast is another word for it there in Revelation 13. But it says no one can buy or sell. Now, he rules the whole world. Mm-hmm. Every tribe, nation, and tongue during the tribulation, especially during the last 3.5 years, they're under his authority. And you can't buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast on your right hand or your forehead.
Sure.
Okay. Right.
And you say, well, what? Now, some people are asking today, is vaccine, is the COVID vaccine, is that the mark of the beast?
Is it? Right.
It could be a forerunner. Okay,
right.
I'm not saying it is, but here's an interesting thing. So 100 years ago, there's no way on earth that you could take the world's currency and control it centrally. You just couldn't do that.
Okay. Absolutely.
But I go all over the world. I hand my credit card. I'm in London. I'm in wherever I'm at.
Right.
Within 2 seconds, it's approved. I'm on. That's how long it takes internationally for an electronic transfer to happen. Okay, now we have Bitcoin, we have all these things, and now the Federal Reserve, and I know we were talking about this during the break, you have an article there, but the Federal Reserve is now floating out a United States cyber currency, and the markets are very upset at this. The stock market's very upset, and the reason is because the credit card companies don't get a kickback, and the banks don't necessarily, you don't have to have your money, your cryptocurrency in a bank. You could have it somewhere else. So the banks are not getting a cut. The credit card companies are not getting a cut. And this is causing a panic in all the markets. But what it's doing is rather than having a physical currency, all the currency is electronic, which is happening today all over the world. But it's at a much higher momentum than it's ever been before. Mm-hmm. In another 4 or 5 years, and remember now, this doesn't have to happen until the middle of the tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
The Revelation 13 is a mid-trib event. Okay, this is the abomination of desolation, and it's where now he implements financial control. We are rushing toward a cryptocurrency or electronic currency for the first time in history that could be centrally controlled.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there would be those that would advocate for that. Well, it's handier, more digital security with your identity. But here's the question. Who are the gatekeepers that allow for permission to participate in that machine?
Right. Well, some of the gatekeepers are the very ones that Ali has been writing about, the tech oligarchy. For instance, Amazon just introduced Amazon One. And it'll scare you to go look at it because it shows a person's hand over a device like this.
Yeah.
And it universally will read your palm, and you can do all of your banking, buying and selling, just by having your palm scanned by Amazon One. So it's the same tech giants who are definitely lining up right now to take advantage of Fedcoin, as they're kind of generally referring to this.
And so Revelation 14 says, if anyone receives the mark of the beast, he'll burn in hell. It's an unforgivable sin.
Sure.
You will drink of the full winepress of the wrath of God. Yep. It is the unforgivable sin. You say, well, why would God punish someone just for taking a financial instrument? It's not a financial instrument.
Right.
It is swearing an oath to the beliefs of the beast.
Yeah.
The beast is he's anti-Christ. He's anti-word. He's anti-everything God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to receive the mark of the beast is not just to get yourself enabled financially.
Right.
It is to sell your soul. It is to say, just like the tech oligarchs and whatever, I believe what you believe.
Yeah.
I'm going to bow my knee. I'm going to renounce my faith. And I'm going to do this. Then Revelation, I believe it's 16, says, if anyone receives the mark of the beast, a loathsome sore comes on their body. Now, this is where it goes back to a vaccine. Could there be some type of a DNA enhancement or a vaccine that is, or a combination of vaccines that are a part of the mark of the beast that later causes the loathsome sore? But this is the unforgivable sin. And there's nothing wrong with the credit card. There's nothing wrong with the, you know, a debit card or all the financial transactions. But there will come, just like right now, the vaccine, the travel passports. There's going to come a time when you're going to be demanded of during the tribulation.
Absolutely.
I don't believe we'll be here. But those that are here during that time, it'll be demanded of them. You either take this mark, you bow the knee, you swear allegiance to this belief system, or you're not going to buy or sell.
Well, and we can see the pattern for that right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
NIDA, over a decade ago, came up with this. The theory was the first time I had ever heard it, that a DNA-modifying vaccine, if it's sufficiently altered what and who you are, you may no longer be an image-bearer of God
made in
his image, but rather you become an image bearer of the beast, of the Antichrist, especially if that vaccine is derived from the blood of Antichrist. And we have a whole theory around how that could possibly happen. But you go into all of this in the book,
Tipping Point.
And so I know we're going to run out of time here in a moment. What are some of the other major details in Tipping Point that you believe that people need to be aware of?
Well, there are signs in the stars that have been happening for the last 70 years, the blood moons, the Revelation 12 sign, which is the most significant event that's happened in my lifetime, because I was born in 1953, has been the reunification of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The second most important event has been the Revelation 12 sign on September 23rd of 2017. It is the most remarkable astronomical signs that came together, which is exactly described in Revelation 12. And it's very significant because 2017 is also when we saw the first of the eclipses, the great American eclipses, one eclipse that went all the way across the country. There's going to be another eclipse that happens in 2024 that literally marks an X over the United States. And these type of eclipses are very ominous signs. And so the blood moons, the Revelation 12 sign, the great American eclipses, all those things, there are things that are happening. It's all in the book here, but there are things that are happening. Jesus said it'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. You can check that box. Mm-hmm. They're happening.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Jimmy, what an incredible book. Did you guys learn something today?
Yes.
So, Jimmy, with about 30 seconds left, I'm going to have to do this.
Okay.
If you're watching these programs and maybe something we've disclosed is starting to really sound scary, they're seeing the signs in the news, talk of forced vaccinations, the idea that you won't be able to buy or sell without something the government requires of you. We're not meant to be fearful in these times.
The purpose of prophecy is comfort. The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 says, comfort one another with these words, talking about prophecy. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, when you see these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your head, your redemption is drawing near. And so I do not believe that Christians will go through the last 7 years of human history, which is the tribulation, which is the worst time on earth.
Sure.
I believe that Jesus is coming for us. There's a huge blessing in living for Jesus. And so the things that we're seeing happening today should give us hope.
Yeah.
Don't turn on the news and watch it all day and get all depressed. Put your eyes on heaven, because Jesus is coming.
Yep. Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. The book is Tipping Point. The end is here. The author, Jimmy Evans. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for being here with us again today. For everybody in studio, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.